Hello, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional. Today's passage is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 22. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who are far off and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Amen. Now here's a phrase for you. Icebreaker questions. We've all been there and probably have partook in several icebreaker activities to get to know others in a group setting. You probably either love them or hate them, but the purpose of them is to get to know others a little bit better and to recognize that we, as people who may not know each other very well, actually do have a thing or two in common that can bring us together. So you may have partook in icebreaker activities in the workplace, in school, and in our church as well. There's one popular activity where you break people off into groups to try to find one thing that every single person has in common. Some groups will be united over their love of dogs or for cats, or perhaps they all have at least a few siblings in their family. Now imagine the Gentiles and the Jews doing an icebreaker activity. I think they would have had a very difficult time coming up with commonalities. The Jews were the circumcised, which was a sign of God's covenant. And they constantly pointed out that the Gentiles were not. Now, imagine being a Gentile in the Ephesus church. You know Jesus, you love Jesus, yet the Jews keep telling you that you are not really part of their family. What is going on? Well, Paul here is encouraging the Ephesus church, saying, you are part of the family. You are part of one household of God, not because of your race, but because of Jesus. In verse 13, it says that now in Christ Jesus, we have been brought near by the blood of Christ. So what were the effects of being brought near by his blood? He made us both one and broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments. This means that the wall of hostility between Jews and Gentiles have been broken down, creating one new man in place of the two, making peace. The purpose of this divided wall of hostility is for all to be reconciled with God. Again, not just the Jews, but the Gentiles. This means that verse 19, we are no longer strangers and aliens, but are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Jesus is the cornerstone, and we are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This must have been insane for all of them to hear. And I think with this context, that icebreaker activity is a lot more interesting now. Despite their differences, now all people are able to have unity and reconciliation with one another because of the peace of Jesus Christ. And this includes you and me. So now let's do an icebreaker activity of our own. We come from different backgrounds, cultural, racial, social, economic differences, etc. The list goes on. Now, God loves diversity, and we celebrate the unique and intentional ways that God has made each and every one of us. But what do we all have in common here? Here's a list. We were all separated from Christ. We were all alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. We were all strangers to the covenant of promise. We were all without hope. We were all without God. Yet the list goes on. Because of Jesus, we are all brought near by the blood of Christ. We are all reconciled. We all have access in one spirit to the Father. We are all citizens and saints of the household of God. We are being built together into a dwelling place by God. This is absolutely beautiful. Paul is saying that you are not one camp or another, but rather a new race, a new man. A scholar describes it as this: it is not that Christ has brought one up to the level of the other, but that he has produced a greater, as if one should melt down one statue of silver and another of lead, and the two together should come out gold. So how can we respond to the word today? Here are three areas of reflection and application we can consider. 1, give thanks to God. Let's first thank God for how through Jesus we were united with him in intimacy, brought into the covenantal promise, were given Jesus the living hope and a security of being in God's presence for all of eternity. Allow yourself to be brought near by the blood of Christ. 2, reflect and repent. Let's reflect and repent for the ways we have partook in any division within the church. Perhaps we think that others are not Christian enough and judge them with a self-righteous heart like the Pharisees. Or maybe we judge the more seemingly spiritual people or create division when we disagree with their theology or life choices. Or maybe we have great difficulty submitting to our pastors or leaders and question their discernment with judgmental accusations. Remember, Romans says we all fall short before the glory of God. We are no better than the person who you may look down upon. So let us take some time to reflect and repent on that today. And 3, go and invite. I must confess, sometimes when I see my unbelieving friends, I'm sometimes left hopeless. I think their hearts are too hardened for the gospel and that we are just too different. Sometimes I think maybe they will judge me and not agree or support my faith. But Jesus died so that we can all have life, not just so that I can have life. Jesus is the greatest gift of all, and knowing him is really a matter of life or death. Let us not allow the differences between ourselves and our non-Christian friends and family members stop us from fervently praying for their salvation and sharing the gospel with them. One very, very practical step is inviting them out to Alpha. In fact, we will have our second Alpha session tomorrow night at the church office. So let's take time today to respond through those three ways. Again, they are give thanks, reflect and repent, and go and invite. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are our peace. You have come to reconcile us to the Father and also with one another. Thank you that by your blood you have broken down the walls of hostility so that we may build up the church to be a dwelling place for you. So may you come and work in our church. May we not be torn by our differences, but rather celebrate them as we recognize how you have brought us all together to be united in Christ. And we all have access in one spirit to the Father. It doesn't matter if we have been Christian for our whole lives or if we just today decided to place our faith in you. You love us all, and I pray that we would be able to share that love with one another today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.